Apostolic anointing, apostolic power will work in your life tonight. You are welcome, sir.
Thank you, Pastor. Praise the Lord. Are you there? I can see you, but I cannot hear you well. As Pastor Overseer has mentioned, the last day of this month, July, tomorrow starts another month. Yes. And you will not carry sin, sickness, shame to the next month in Jesus' name. And then tomorrow, you're going to begin life afresh. Life anew. And life from heaven. Come tomorrow. I will come tomorrow. Somebody you love, somebody you really want a new prospect for, bring him tomorrow. Bring her tomorrow. Get them here, because tomorrow, I almost wanted to tell you what I'm talking about tomorrow, but I will not tell you now. Tomorrow, you're welcome. First day of the new month. Newness in your life in Jesus' name. Now tonight, you're going to carry a miracle away. Where are you? Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you. The faith that receives, the faith that gets your blessing, plant in every life tonight in Jesus' name. All brothers and sisters, men and women, boys and girls here, all over the radio, in the television, online, in every congregation, everywhere, all over the world. Lord, let there be an unprecedented miracle in every life in Jesus' name. Thank you for answering our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you. You can sit down. Tonight, we're still talking about the great possibilities through the Lord Jesus Christ. And tonight, what I'm talking about is the far-reaching possibilities of faith in Christ. Possibilities, far-reaching in your life because of your faith in Christ. We're looking at Romans chapter 1, reading from verse 8. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. Your faith spoken of throughout the whole world. Paul the Apostle wrote that to the Roman believers. But he wrote that concerning you, because as you have faith tonight, salvation, healing, deliverance, and as you are here and you are there, you manifest faith and you are saved, you go back home, your faith will not be spoken throughout the whole world. You get healed. Your blind eyes are opened. You were lame. You rose up. You started walking. And then you sneak out. Nobody will know. But when you come here and you testify and you say the far-reaching possibility of faith has taken place in my life, we show you and we show that testimony to the whole world. Every testimony you give here is transmitted to many, many, many countries of the world. And then it will become true of you that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. In verse 16, verse 16 says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God. The gospel is the power of God. The good news is the power of God. The glad tidings is the power of God unto salvation. The gospel you are hearing, if we didn't hear, we wouldn't know there was salvation. If we didn't hear, we wouldn't know there is eternal life. If we didn't hear, we will not know that there's forgiveness, the freedom. But the power of God, that's the gospel, unto salvation to everyone that believeth. Everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. In verse 17 says, for therein, in that gospel, is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, from faith to faith. There are people that come to a crusade like this, and they say, I just came, I don't think I'm going to have any other thing. I have salvation already. Faith for salvation. There is faith. There is faith to faith. Faith to faith. You have faith, you have salvation. You have faith, you have freedom. You have faith, you have redemption. You have faith, you have healing. You have faith, you have redemption, and you have deliverance. You have faith, you have dominion. You have faith, you have victory all through your life. Faith to faith. If you're a stagnant person, like a pool there, and there is not flowing, it's not growing, it's not increasing, soon you will begin to produce some undesirable insects and worms because it's stagnant. But when you come to the gospel and you come here and this righteousness of God is revealed, the redemption is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Tonight, as I said, we're talking on the far-reaching possibilities of faith in Christ. Three things we're looking at. Number one, personal experience through faith in Christ. Number two, performed expectations by faith in Christ. Your expectation will be performed tonight. Number three, powerful exploits for the faithful in Christ. Look at number one. Number one, personal experience through faith in Christ. Anyone that has faith in Christ is a personal thing. And what you have, the experience you have, is personal. Enoch had faith in God. He had a personal experience. He walked with God. He escaped death. He was raptured before his time. Abel had personal faith. It's not church faith, composite community faith. It is the faith you're taking God. And you see that Christ is my Savior. Christ is my substitute. Mine. Just like the psalmist said, the Lord is my shepherd. And he didn't stop there. He is my salvation. He is my rock. He is my refuge. All the people that got anything from God, something on earth, something eternal, it was by that personal faith. Look at Galatians chapter 2, reading from verse 20. It says, I am crucified with Christ. He didn't say we are crucified with Christ. Yes, for A, for B, for C, for D, for X, for Y, for Z, Zacchaeus. It is for everyone, but you have your personal faith in God. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless, I live. Personal. I live. New life, I live. Converted life, I live. And renewed life, I live. Righteous life, I live. Personal, he said, yet not I, not in my own personal strength, not in my old life. He says, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. When you come to Christ, Christ comes to you. He enters into your life, and there is that power of Christ. There's that presence of Christ, and there is that promise of Christ that is fulfilled in your personal life. And it says, Christ liveth in me. He said, and the life which I now live in the flesh. He said, I still have flesh. I still have feeling. I still have, if you touch me, I still feel it. But he says, it's a new life now. The life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Do you see in that verse, I am me, and Christ in me. Personal. And tonight, what you want to manifest is that personal faith. Are you a Christian? My daddy is a Christian. My mommy is a Christian. What is the personal thing out there? Have you eaten? My father has eaten. My mother has eaten. How about you? Are you breathing? My father is breathing. My mother is breathing. I said, how about you? Are you alive? My father is alive. My mother is alive. I'm asking about you. Do you have that faith in Christ? The faith that brings salvation. The faith that brings forgiveness. Do you see it in your heart? Do you feel it in your soul? Are you living by the Christ that abides in you? That's the question tonight. Personal experience through faith in Christ. Look at Acts chapter 15. I'm reading there from verse 9. And he put no difference between them and us. Between us and them, purifying their hearts by faith. Purifying their hearts by faith. How does he do that? One by one. From this person to that person, pardoning their sin by faith, forgiving their sins by faith, turning their lives around by faith. Pardon, personal. Forgiveness, personal. Purity, purifying their hearts by faith. One by one, that pardon comes to you. That salvation comes to you by personal faith in Christ. That purity, that sanctification, that holiness experience comes to you personally by faith. Are you sanctified? Daddy is sanctified. Mommy is sanctified. I'm asking about you. Are you sanctified? Are you purified? Has your heart been purified? You know, if you saw my daddy, if you saw my mom, if you saw our pastor, let me take you to our pastor. Don't take me to your pastor. I'm asking about you. Do you have the personal faith that gives you assurance you're saved? Gives you assurance that you have been cleansed, you have been purified, and you are holy? Are you filled with the Holy Ghost? Because he also pours into them the power of the Holy Ghost by faith. I say, are you born of the Spirit? Yes. Blessed of the Spirit? Yes. I say, now tell me, are you baptized in the Holy Ghost with power from on high? The power, you feel it in your heart, you feel it in your soul, it surges all over your body. Power, power in the Holy Ghost. And you say, Pastor, anytime I need a manifestation of power, I go to our pastor. You cannot. The promise is unto you and to all your children, even those who are far off, as many as the Lord our God shall call. It is yours. You are going to claim what belongs to you. I said you will claim what belongs to you. Do you have good IQ? Intelligence quotient? Do you have a good brain? A bright brain? Pastor, I didn't tell you before. I'll tell you now. My daddy is a professor. That my daddy has good brain. What will that do for you? You cannot think with the brain of your father. You cannot write exam with the brain of your father. My mommy is also a professor. Can you think about that? Daddy, mommy, both of them are professors. You're not going to use their brain to solve any problem in your life. I'm asking you something personal. How about your IQ? How about your brain? How about what you have? Your thinking faculty. Personal. Everything we have that does us good is personal. And if you think about faith and you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, personal. It is that personal experience through faith in Christ that will carry you over. It will carry you over. Purifying their hearts by faith. In Hebrews chapter 10, I'm reading from verse 37. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 37. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come, and he will not tarry. He's coming to you tonight. He's coming with salvation, he will not tarry. He's coming with healing, he will not tarry. He's coming with deliverance in your life, he will not be late. Salvation for you tonight. Healing for you tonight. Deliverance for you tonight. And then when you've got what he came to give now, then it will come again. It's coming the second time. This same Jesus whom you have seen going up into heaven shall so come in like manner. And he says, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. You'll have a place in heaven. I will have a place in heaven. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. He's coming for you. I said he's coming for you. For yet a little while, he that shall come will come and will not tarry. Look at verse 38. In verse 38 now, the just shall live by faith. The just, as you live your life every day, you have forgiveness number one, you have freedom number two, and now that faith carries you on. And every day you live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. If anyone says crusade has finished, gospel has not finished. Crusade has finished. Faith has not finished. Crusade has finished. The freedom has not finished. But if anyone will say, crusade has finished, I'm going to live anyhow now, it says, if any man draw back and he goes back into the sin of the old life, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Verse 39. In verse 39, but we are not of them who draw back unto perdition. I am not of them. Say it aloud. I am not of them that draw back unto perdition, but of them that keep on believing to the saving of the soul. Let's come back. Let's come to point number two here. Number two is the performed expectations by faith in Christ. Your expectation tonight will be performed. the expectation that comes because of Calvary, because of the cross, because of Christ that died for you, and he has raised your hope, and he has raised your rising, and he has raised your expectation because of what Christ has done for me. This is who I will be, and this is what I will have, and this is the place of authority I will sit. All those expectations, all those things tonight will be fulfilled in your life in Jesus' name. I see you coming up. I see you going higher. I see you happy in life in Jesus' name. Happy day when Jesus took your sins away. Happy today. Amen. Amen. Happier tomorrow. Yes, as you go on in life and every expectation, you're asking for this and God says it is given. You're looking for this and the Lord is saying, look at it right there, right there by your side. Your expectations will not be cut short. My expectation will not be cut short. Look at Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you. Think about that. Somebody, you know, hangs and said, I am an orphan. You are not an orphan. You have God the Father. You are not an orphan. You have Jesus, your Savior. You are not an orphan. You have Christ, your provider. You are not an orphan. The Lord is your Savior, is your shepherd. You will not lack. You are not an orphan. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. You didn't say amen to that one. To give me an expected end. When you come into the kingdom of God, the expected end, the expectation, the Lord is thinking about it, and he says he will give you the expected end. Look at verse 12. In verse 12, then shall ye call upon me. It says, I give you the license, I give you the liberty, I give you the card. And now, because I give you that card, punch those numbers and telephone SOS to heaven. It says, you will call upon me and ye shall go and pray unto me and I will listen unto you. He will hear your prayer. Oh Lord, forgive me. He will hear your prayer. Oh Lord, save me. He will hear your prayer. Oh Lord, heal me. He will hear your prayer. Oh Lord, deliver me. He will answer you tonight. And then in verse 13, and ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. Your expectation will be fulfilled. Tonight, expecting salvation, it will come. Expecting healing, it will come. Expecting the power of God from on high in your life, it will come in Jesus' name. Look at Psalm 62, and I'm reading there from verse 5. My soul, wait thou only upon God, and my expectation is from him. My expectation is from him, from him alone. It says, my soul, wait thou only upon God. And you know, God does not appreciate that we have an expectation from him, expectation of salvation, expectation of forgiveness, expectation of freedom. And we also have that same expectation on a religious father, a religious mother, a religious priest. No, it says, wait thou only upon God. What if, you know, you have a problem, you take to the hospital. And then as you take that problem to the hospital, you also have some concoction in the bottle that, you know, a herbalist gave you in the village. And as you go to see the doctor and you say, doctor, this is my problem. All right, lie down there and we need to check this and check that, and they finish checking you and they say sit down up, and they say, yes, we're going to give you this pill and this tablet. And then you bring out your bottle of concoction. You say, doctor, I'll take what you are going to give me, but look at this one. This one is from Baba, what's his name, Baba Saleh, that's you know, on that side. And you got that. Will the doctor be happy? No. That you are bringing concoction from Baba, and you also be depending on the drugs of the doctor. And you say, either this or that, I'll have this, I will also have that. I will use your own, doctor. I use what to give me in the evening, but in the morning when I wake up, I will first of all drink the concoction. No doctor will accept that from you. The Almighty God does not accept that you have your expectation from any priest, expectation from any religious man, expectation from religion. And then you also say, yes, I will add the name of Jesus. Jesus is the only Savior, and is the only healer, and is the only deliverer. If we're going to have the performance of the expectation, is by faith in Christ. My soul, wait thou only upon God for my expectation, my personal expectation, my saving expectation, my healing expectation, my miraculous expectation is from Him. Amen. Look at Psalm 57, and I'm reading from verse 2. Psalm 57, verse 2. I will cry unto God Most High, unto God that performeth all things for me. Performeth all things for me. Performance tonight. Salvation tonight. Deliverance tonight. He performs all things for me. Look at verse 3 there. Verse 3 says, He shall send from heaven and save me from the reproach of him that will swallow me up. Then he says, God shall send forth his mercy and his truth. The Lord will send forth his mercy and his truth in your life in Jesus' name. Look at verse 7. Very important. Verse 7. My heart is fixed, O God. My heart is fixed. I'm no more dilly-dallying. My heart is fixed, O God. My heart is fixed. I'm no more looking here and looking there. My heart is fixed, O God. My heart is fixed. I'm not looking on God and looking on man at the same time for my salvation, for my healing. My heart is fixed, O God. My heart is fixed. I'm not, huddling between two religions and two opinions. I know that Christ is the one. appointed by the Almighty Father and sent from heaven for my salvation. So I am no more here and there. I'm no more going to and fro, but my heart is fixed to God. My heart is fixed. And if you fix your heart like that, on Christ the Savior, on Christ the Healer, tonight your expectation is fulfilled in Jesus' name. We're looking at number three here. Number three, we're looking at powerful exploits for the faithful in Christ. Powerful exploits, powerful miracle, powerful manifestation in your life tonight. Where are you? Tonight is your night. This is your time of miracle, and you are not going to carry that sickness, that affliction to the next month in Jesus' name. We're looking at Daniel chapter 11 verse 32. Daniel chapter 11 verse 32, and such as do wickedly against the covenant shall be corrupt and shall be corrupted by flatteries. You know flattery, you can flatter a man, you can flatter material things, you can flatter, you know, something in the bottle, you know, as you go down the road there, you know, somebody is saying, look at this, and he flatters that thing, and he says, this one will cure you from head to feet. It will cure you in the stomach. It's flattering that thing. That thing is not as powerful as that. It will cure your ear. It will cure your mouth odor. It will cure your nose running. It will cure your diabetes. It will cure your cancer. They are flattering that thing. That thing doesn't do all those things they are professing it will do. And there are people that will not depend on Christ as their Savior. Sometimes they flatter psychology and they say, you know, with the psychology they can fix everything. It's all flattery. Sometimes they flatter philosophy and they say, you know, all you need to do is to get your mind in a philosophical mode. There are people that are destroyed and they are corrupted by flatteries, but the people that do know their God shall be strong and they will do exploits. You are the one that will be strong. You depend on the Lord, on the mighty God, the creator of the heavens and the earth. And because of that, you believe so heartily in him. And it says, you will be strong and you will do exploits. Look at Romans chapter 4. In Romans chapter 4, I'm reading to you there from verse 17. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed. That's a secret. He believe is only the word that was spoken to him. He didn't see any sight, didn't have any feeling, didn't have any touch, but the word that came to him when he had no child, when Sarah, the wife, was barren, even God who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. Then in verse 18, who against hope believed in hope. The situation was hopeless, but as you believe tonight, hopeful situation will turn around and you'll be hopeful in Jesus' name, that he might become the father of many nations according to that which was spoken. So shall thy seed be, so shall thy result be, and so shall thy miracle be, so shall thy solution tonight be in Jesus' name. Look at verse 19. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead. That's faith. He considered not his own eyes now blind. That's faith. He considered not his own ears deaf. That is faith. He considered not his tongue and his vocal cord dumb, and they could not speak. That's faith. You don't consider how I feel and this thing running about in my body. You consider only God, the miracle worker, and that miracle must happen in your life tonight. Tonight, it must happen. It will happen in Jesus' name. When he was about 100 years old. There are people who are old and they are sick or sickly, and they say, young man preaching there, I am now 100. And all you are talking, I hear you. But I'm 100. And normally, somebody will have to be sick before he dies. Papa, I don't know about that. The purport there on the tree does not have to be eaten by worms to fall. Can get ripe and nice and good and just easily fall from the tree. You don't have to have cancer before you die. You don't have to have all those old age illnesses before you die. If you change your expectation, your life will be a healthy life. Your life will be a happy life. And then a hopeful life, that you know that you're 100 years of age like Abraham, and the power of the Lord will touch your life and you will get up from that sickness in Jesus' name. And when your time comes, then you pass on gracefully and joyfully and happily without a worm eating that pawpaw before it comes down. It will heal you. Yeah. Young, it will heal you. Yeah. Old, it will heal you. Because there is exploit for everyone in Jesus' name. Look at that verse 19 again. And be not weak in faith. He considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. Look at verse 20. In verse 20, he staggered not at the promise of God. The promise of God that he will save you from all sin. He staggered not at the promise of God. The promise of God that he will heal every sickness in your body. He staggered not at the promise of God. The promise of God that all those demonic powers, satanic powers running after you, they will not allow you to sleep in the night, that the Lord will crush their power. He will cast out all their evil. He will set you free. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but he was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Look at verse 21. In verse 21, I'm being fully persuaded. Those are the people that have the salvation. They're fully persuaded that when I call on the name of Jesus, I'll be saved. Those are the people that get healed. They're fully persuaded. They are not saying, if nothing happens to me tonight, then I know where to run to tomorrow morning. Those ones are not fully persuaded. They are fully persuaded that this healing will be performed tonight. Fully persuaded that all those powers of darkness, they'll be broken. They will come under your feet shortly. You are victorious. You are triumphant. You are an overcomer because you are fully persuaded that what he had promised. He promised salvation. That what he had promised, he promised healing. That what he promised deliverance and dominion. What he promised progress and prosperity. That what he had promise, he promised success. That what he had promised, the sin that destroyed you before, today you will turn around, you will overcome them. Because he says he was fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. Able also to perform. Tonight is the night of performance. In your life, your soul, your spirit, your family, in your work, your profession, that expectation is going to be fulfilled tonight. It will save you. It will change your life. What you found impossible before, from tonight, is now possible. Where are you? Amen. I say amen for you. I rejoice with you. Those heartaches are now going. Life in Christ. Salvation in Christ. Healing, deliverance in Christ. It's yours tonight. In Jesus' name, heads bowed and eyes closed. Here is our chance. Here is the golden opportunity for everyone. That whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord will be saved. Heads bowed and eyes closed, you know. That this salvation will be performed tonight in your heart. Forgiveness for you tonight. Freedom for you tonight. And the moment you call on the name of Jesus, he is your Savior. That salvation will come immediately. Let's bow our eyes closed. Raise up your hand. You want that salvation. You want a performance tonight of the salvation of the Lord. Online, the same thing. Over the television, you are watching the same thing. On the radio, you are listening. The same thing. Raise up that hand. And this salvation, forgiveness, redemption is coming to you now. If you are raising up your hand, please, in the name of the Lord, stand up. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You honor the Lord will honor you. You stand up there, you say, Lord, here I am. I forsake my sin. I turn away from my evil. And I trust in Christ, Christ alone, Christ, Christ alone, only Christ, to be my Savior and my Lord. That's why you're standing up. As we pray, he has told us, he has given us assurance that when we ask for that forgiveness, that freedom, that salvation, in the name of Jesus, it will be granted. I'm praying with you right now, Father, in the name of our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ, I pray for everyone standing here, everyone standing in any other location, all over the world. I pray your forgiveness will come to them now in Jesus' name. Set them free from the yoke of sin in their lives in Jesus' name. And Lord, I pray the assurance of salvation, the joy of salvation, and the fullness that comes with your salvation, grant to everyone now in Jesus' name. Everyone expecting your salvation through Christ, no disappointment. The expectation will not be cut short. Grant them that salvation now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We know it is done. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you. Keep standing. Our counselors are there, and they're happy to come to you and to share with you. We call on our officiating overseer to come and help us during this time. Then I'll come back. Your healing will then be delivered unto you.
Congratulations for standing up for forgiveness from God. Congratulations, you stood up for salvation. You stood up for newness of life. And it's up for keep for you in Jesus' name. Keep standing. The counselors are already coming around you. Give all the information that they request from you. This will help you and also help us so that the necessary assistance that you still need will be given to you. Beginning from today and hereafter. And for those of us who are watching online and you also gave your life to Christ tonight, you really connected yourself to that prayer for forgiveness and for newness of life and victory. After the pastor's message, there is a link that you will observe on your screen. gckhq.org/connect. Click on it. And then you'll see a form. Complete that form so that we can assist you further in your new walk with Christ. Perhaps you are listening via the radio or television, and you also just gave your life to Christ now. Send your name, your phone number, and your location address via SMS or WhatsApp to listen very well to this number, +234 915 444 9263. I repeat, send your name, your phone number, and your location address to this number. You may do it through SMS or WhatsApp. The number +234 915 444 9263. And for those of you who gave your life to the Lord Jesus Christ at the Alpha location here, please, as you are being attended to, still listen to this. There will be a special meeting. We call it Launch Her with Jesus for all of you tomorrow by 3 p.m. And this we hold in the school hall, very close to the Crusade Ground here. You can just ask anybody very close on my right-hand side here, the school hall. 3 p.m., Launch Hour with Jesus. There we'll meet with you. A special package from the pastor, our Father and the Lord, who just ministered to you now, will be delivered to you. Be there in time, please. The counselors to please remind them. And for those who also gave their lives to the Lord Jesus Christ since Thursday, you did so on Thursday, on Friday, on Saturday, on Sunday yesterday, join them too. And you'll be greatly blessed. And for those of us who connected online, listen to this, please. There'll be a special online banquet for all those watching who gave their lives to the Lord Jesus Christ. This will hold on Sunday, 6th August. That's just Sunday that is ahead of us now. And more details about this will be sent to you. Don't forget, you have to complete that form that comes through the link that we just asked you to press upon for a form which you will complete. And through that, we establish a relationship with you online, and we can then send further information to you. Let's be fast with the information that we are collecting. I'm talking to the counselors. And please, as the counselors come to you and you are completing the forms, give details. And we prefer that you complete these forms in capital letters. Check the phone numbers. Remember, for Nigerian numbers, it's 11 digits. Check the phone number so that there's no mix-up, there's no omission. And then there is no addition too. Counselors, please remain within the congregation. Remain within the congregation. Don't come back to your seat yet, so that you can assist them after the prayer of miracle, which they will receive by the grace of God. You didn't say amen to that? Amen. Miracles are coming your way. Yes, miracles are coming your way. Just listen to the instruction. As a father and the Lord gives you the instruction, just follow through the instruction. The miracle is yours. You won't go home empty-handed. You won't go home disappointed. You won't carry your burdens back home. The Lord is near you, much nearer than you can imagine. And he will meet you at the point of your need. Even beyond your expectation, the Lord will reach out to you. Get ready. It's your time. And the wonders of the Lord will overwhelm you. Let's be quick, please. Remember that it is when you are part of this prayer tonight, the special miracle prayer that is coming very soon, that you have the guarantee that you'll get your miracle. And if I were you, I would stay there and look at the man of God as he stands before us. I'll look at him as he begins the prayer. And then whatever instruction he gives, right, looking at him there, I follow the instruction. Because there is great blessing in obedience. So just get set, stay cool, stay calm. Your miracle will touch where you are. Remember, the Lord is passing by and is compassionate towards you. And his compassion will ensure you receive your miracle. While we are still waiting, just keep on praying, keep on praying. Keep on talking to the Lord. Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Pass me not, O dear compassionate Lord. Pass me not, O God of miracles. I am here for you tonight, and I know you are here for me. And he will fill your cup to overflowing. You pray, he will answer you. You talk to him in prayers, he will meet you at the point of your need, granting you your request. Counselors, don't forget, stay within the congregation. You are only moving because you are still attending to some people that have not been attended to. As you pray, and And if you have, if they have, the counselors have finished with you, you also join in the prayers. Tell him about the struggles. Tell him about the sorrow. Tell him about the shame. Tell him about the sickness. Tell him about that disease. Tell him about that mountain. That need in your life. That past failure. That limitation in your life. Tell him about it. Counselors, remain among the congregation there. There are people you need to help after the prayers. If we are through, can we please just indicate by waving the flag? I see some, but I've not seen the rest. I've not seen in some areas at all. Just wave the flag if you are finished. Thank you, I'm seeing more. Have that fixed mind, Jesus only. He will touch me. I won't go with my sorrow. I won't carry my burden back home. I won't go home dejected, disappointed. Rather, I'll go home rejoicing, triumphant. And people will rejoice with me today. Once again, can we raise the flags? Shall we rise up now, everybody? Let's rise up. Something good is coming your way now.
Something good is coming your way. Remember, He will fulfill your expectation. He cannot fail. You're fully persuaded that what He has promised, He will perform. You have testimony tonight. Our counselors, members of the choir, ushers, stay with them there. And as they raise up their hands, look at them. And when we finish the prayer, you hear the final amen. Encourage them, because the name of Jesus will always bring the miracle, the healing, the deliverance. Amen. Any sickness, any disease, any challenge you have, raise up that hand. And lay the other hand where you have the problem. The Lord will answer our prayer. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, you are great, you are compassionate, you're merciful. And we pray that your compassion and mercy will come to everyone right now in Jesus' name. The pain they have, the plague they have, the sickness they have, the disease they have, I pray, Lord, your hand will be on their hand there, and that thing will vanish away in Jesus' name. You're the God who performs. You're the God who heals. You're the God who sets free. And I pray that performance, that healing, that deliverance will come upon everyone here, online, over the radio, over the television, everywhere now, in Jesus' name. Every work of the devil, like insanity, like being lunatic, like being deranged, like having suicide spirit, I command that evil spirit come out in Jesus' name. I pray, Lord, that those who have been picking things on the ground, putting them in the mouth because of the mental problem, I command that mental problem caused by that demon, that evil spirit, come out in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray for those who have incurable disease. They've gone here and there for many years. They have not been healed. Your healing power has now come. Yes. Cancer, I command you, be healed in Jesus' name. Ulcer, be healed in Jesus' name. That thing walking about in your body and, you know, it's like you want to lose your breath, be healed in Jesus' name. All the night problems and the night pressures and the night oppressions, I command, be healed in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray for those who have had a long-standing problem and they've carried it everywhere and yet they're still in that predicament. I pray you touch them right now. Heal them right now. Deliver them right now. Take everything away in Jesus' name. Those blind eyes and dim eyesight, the Lord is touching you right now. Be healed in Jesus' name. Let bright sight come to you now in Jesus' name. Those who are deaf and those who are dumb, I pray the Lord touch you right now. Ear open and hear. Tongue be loosed and speak out brightly. Confirm it to the Lord in Jesus' name. All the pain of arthritis, all the stiffness in your joints, I release you right now. And I release the power of God fresh upon your life in Jesus' name. One leg shorter than the other, I pray that short leg will grow out right now. One hand or both hands withered, let light come into those hands in Jesus' name. And those who are paralyzed and immobilized, you cannot walk, you cannot move, I pray the power of the Lord and the strength of the name of Jesus will come in your body right now. Rise up and walk in Jesus' name. Leprosy, skin disease, the Lord touches you right now. Be cleansed, be healed in Jesus' name. Lord, everywhere, to the right, to the left, to the center, to the back, and online, and radio, and television, performance everywhere. Miracles everywhere. Healing everywhere. Deliverance everywhere. Lord, we believe. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. It is done in Jesus' name. Amen. Check up yourself. You see the miracle right there.